listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the man who was headed to Damascus. Going to read from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, where we read, "Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem." Previously, in Acts chapter 8, verse 3, it says of this man Saul that he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. The picture of Saul here in Acts chapter 9 is of an angry, violent man, absolutely convinced of his own righteousness. You see, it says Saul was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. Notice that Saul hated the disciples of the Lord Jesus. This angry man went to the high priest to get approval for future attacks. Saul did this persecuting work under the direct approval of the highest religious authorities. He asked and received letters from the high priest authorizing the mission. The high priest mentioned here was Caiaphas. Now, just as a side interest, in December of 1990, an ossuary, that's something like a bone box, was discovered in Jerusalem. It was inscribed with the name of this Caiaphas and positively dated to this period. Inside were discovered some of the remains of an 80-year-old man whom many researchers believe was this same Caiaphas. Now, if this is true, these are the first physical remains, such as bones or ashes, of a specific person that's mentioned in the New Testament. Anyway, here Saul continued and expanded his work to the city of Damascus. It was about 130 miles, that's about 210 kilometers, northeast of Jerusalem. It was a six-day journey altogether. Saul was willing to sacrifice to attack Christians. Hey, a six-day journey is no picnic. His intention was to travel to Damascus to look for any who were of the way, that is, any who were followers of Jesus. Now, this shows that there was a Christian community large enough in Damascus to be concerned about. Christianity, the way, was spreading everywhere. Many years later, Saul remembered his days as a persecutor. In Philippians chapter 3, Saul, that is, Paul the apostle, mentioned how his zeal made him a persecutor. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul added even more regarding this background time in his life. He wrote this, "For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it." Now, many of you know how this story turned out. This angry, violent man who hated Christians and the Messiah they served eventually became a Christian himself. What we read here in Acts chapter 9 reminds us that Saul was not seeking Jesus when Jesus sought him. We might say that Saul was decided against Jesus when Jesus decided for Saul. Now, friend, I hope you have decided for Jesus, that you have repented and believed upon him, that you put your trust in who Jesus is and what he did to rescue you for now and eternity. Just remember that you can only decide for Jesus because he decided for you first, and that you can only love him because he loved you first. Even if you've sinned greatly against him, as greatly as Saul did, his love is that powerful, and you can receive it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.